Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo! Welcome to the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out on the podcast today. I'm doing something a little different. Like, if you've been listening to the podcast, I've been talking about this for weeks, how I'm going to play around with the art form a little bit. And what I realize is that there are a lot of good stories that can be told in the middle of the week. There's a lot of cool stuff that we can do with some of the sports that are coming back that aren't necessarily me just ranting about sports. I know a lot of cool people that have a lot of cool stories. So I'm going to bring those stories to you in the middle of the week. Like, we're going to get onto some particular subjects and talk about some stuff, which is great. And we'll still have the interview episodes like on the weekend for sure. Before we get started, let me just tell you that we are brought to you by the fine folks at Mazda of Orland Park. I'm so happy that they are on board with House of L. If you want a unique buying experience, if you're looking for a car, I saw that CX-5. It's like, oh, all right. But if you want a unique car buying experience, you need to hit them up. MazdaofOrlandPark.com. ZoomZoomNation.com or call them 708-444-3200. And if you do end up going to look for cars out there, when they ask you where you heard about them, be like, I heard about you on House of L. All right? So that's one part. Here's what we have planned for you today. You may not know Cat Garcia. If you're someone who loves baseball in Chicago, you probably do. You've probably seen her writing all over the place. Kat's Twitter handle is The Baseball Girl. And she's terrific. She's written for a lot of great places, whether it's The Athletic, MLB.com. She's done stories for the Sun-Times. She's written stuff for Fangraphs, Baseball Prospectus. You name it, she's done stories on it. But here's the secret. The secret is that Kat used to work for the Cubs. I don't mean like in the front office. Like, she was literally doing security for the Cubs. So this allowed her an access that we don't talk about. And so we were just talking. Like, I want to do some stuff with Kat. I think she's going to be a voice that you hear more regularly on this podcast, because she has stories for days. So Kat and I did, we were sitting around like just bullshitting and talking about baseball and stuff for like 45 minutes. And yeah, we could have talked about like MLB's protocol, like that's all stuff that we talked about. But we got onto this conversation about what it was like to work at Wrigley Field. And She has a ring. Kat has a World Series ring. So I thought it'd be interesting to talk with her about having a ring. Because I know some people with rings. Major flex! I salute you. But no one ever wants... Like, I can't ask David Ross about his World Series rings, plural. I can't even imagine asking Theo about his World Series rings, plural. Or Jed. Like, I can't imagine having a real, like, heart-to-heart conversation about rings. All I remember is, remember John Cangelosi? Me and John Cangelosi were on the air together during the White Sox run. And Cangelosi had a World Series ring from the Marlins, the 98 Marlins, I want to say. He had a World Series ring. You'd be shocked at the amount of attention that any World Series ring gets, let alone a Cubs World Series ring. So Kat's got one. She's got a World Series ring. I'm very jealous. And in this episode, you will hear me talk about the conundrum that I was in with a World Series ring. It's explained in the episode. I don't have one. I'd like one, and it was possible that I would have gotten one. Again, it's explained inside of here. Now, I want to tell you, one of the other people that make this thing possible for us to get down the way that we get down is David Hochberg, 56David.com. If you are buying a home or refinancing a home, he's the person that you want to call. Why? Because he helps people get stuff done. He busts down walls, whatever it takes. He's going to get you the home that you want. He's going to figure things out. He helped Connor out. And if you're not checking out the Baseball from Home podcast, you need to. It's part of the House of L Network. Just search Baseball from Home podcast. He helped me out, whether it's my place in Kenwood or my home in Hyde Park. He helped me with both of those things, and he can help you too. 56David.com, or you could call him at 855-56David, Homeside Financial, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1124061. Back to Kat. Kat and I were talking like we were just in the bar, like hanging out, which was great, which was like the whole point of getting her on the podcast, because she's one of the more interesting people that I've come across in covering sports in Chicago. And she has a fascinating story to tell. So this episode of the podcast is us talking about what it's like to work at Wrigley Field and what it's like to have a World Series ring.
I don't even really know how it happened, because I wasn't like always out there promoting myself. If anything, I tried to hide under the radar, because every time I worked there, every day I went to work was like fearing that someone was going to call me into HR and be like, "So you write about baseball?" And me being like, "Yeah," because that was a big no-no. Like, we literally are told, drilled into our heads, we are never, ever allowed to talk to the media. And I'm just like, so I can't talk to myself. But so yeah, I met a lot of people there, made a lot of really good friends, and it was just so fun. I mean, being at Cubs games every home game during that time, and being around the atmosphere, and being able to walk up the steps when you knew that, you know, KB was at bat or something was going to happen, that was always really great. Just making friends with, like I said, the Cubs wives, and even some of the players themselves, the people you don't see so much, the people behind the scenes, was really great. And, you know, as the team got better, it got more fun. We were always out. We were always excited. We were always being asked questions, you know, people trying to get tickets from us. And then the World Series, that was fun. I got to raise the banner on opening night of 2017 with the Cubs. I was
no shit.
Detail for that. Yeah, there's pictures of me and my code detail next to me. And Anthony Rizzo is literally right next to me hoisting the flag up. And I'm standing there like making sure that nobody bum rushes the bleachers. But it really wasn't my job. There were also about like five other people creating a perimeter around them. But I was the first line of response. So that was really cool. David Ross walked me across the around the diamond that day when he was doing his first, I believe it was, Sunday night baseball broadcast from Wrigley. That was like a surreal moment. Just walk around the warning track with David Ross in a ballpark full of 40,000 fans. It's intense, you know.
For sure. So what for the people who didn't have the type of access that you do, because I always found it amazing, Kat, where if I was covering a Cubs playoff game, anything that I could share, any picture, any video, it didn't matter like how mundane it was. I remember I did a video of walking up the stairs before the first game of the NLCS against the Dodgers that season. And I remember walking up the stairs and taking a video of it. And that video got viewed like 10,000 times because people just wanted to be there. So for someone who's there and was there damn near every day, what are the things that you can tell them about having that level of access that they would love to know?
Yeah, I feel like one of those people who like, now I have a freedom to speak on some of these things. But the thing is, I wasn't ever allowed in the clubhouse when the players were there. Like, no, sometimes like,
I don't even need anything scandalous. I'm just talking about like being there. Like what's the line from Hamilton? I want to be in the room where it happens. Like, you were in the room where it happened, like, every day.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a palpable energy every day. It felt like we were taking care of literal royalty and celebrities, which I know people treat a lot of baseball players like that. But, I mean, we had each player sometimes had personal details, and I was one of them for some of the players. And, like, just watching them banter and be so happy. And I remember after Jake Arrieta threw his first no-hitter, he came home the next day. He's just such a nice guy. I mean, despite whatever else people think about his baseball politics or whatever, he's a very, very gentlemanly person. We all said congratulations, and it was so great watching him. And he took time with each and every one of us. And, like, he always did that kind of stuff. And, you know, just being around all these radio trucks and these ESPN broadcasters that you wouldn't normally see around all the time. They were just always there. You felt like you were literally in the center of the universe every day. And it was so fun. I mean, I really wish we could have experienced the Cubs winning at Wrigley, especially for us who worked there. That would have been pretty amazing. But yeah, just every day being around that and knowing that things were going to happen on the field and hearing them happen and seeing the reactions when these players were coming in and out of the clubhouse, and Joe Maddon just talking to him. I mean, he had his issues, whatever people may think, he still has his issues, but talking to him and being around him every day, and especially as in the role that I was in, he gave me respect. He spoke to me when I spoke to him. You know, it was like a big family. I can't speak on that for every player and every staff member I've come encounter. And, you know, there were some that are just like, you know, but for the most part, it was just this saga that we got to be a part of and, you know, be as close to all of this magic and all these players as possible. You know, we were flies on the wall.
What's the most fun that you ever had at the ballpark?
Oh, my God. I think usually when I would do – so when Sunday Night Baseball would come to the ballpark, I was their security detail. So I got to walk Jess Mendoza and, you know, whoever was on Smoltz and them around the park and their camera people. I was in charge of getting them to their spots. So that's why I was walking David Ross across the field that day, as he was part of Sunday Night Baseball and he needed to be somewhere. So I had to take him. So just kind of like being with those people and being like, hey, I'm your first response. Like, do you want a coffee or a bagel? Cause that's me. Like, that was kind of cool. And the way that David Ross treats everyone with so much respect, and, you know, it just makes it fun. I'm trying to think of, there had to be some like crazy thing that happened that I was there for. I think raising the banner, honestly, was probably the coolest thing that I've encountered there.
Can you send me that picture? If you can find it.
I can find it, yes.
If you can find it, send me that picture, because I'd like to play around with that and like do some sort of like video thing with that, because that's crazy. Like, I don't know if I've even ever asked you this. Are you even a Cubs fan?
I mean, no, but I'm not.
Anti-Cub, yeah.
Yeah. No, but my mom was a big one. And obviously, I'm just a fan of good baseball. And I was a part of this good baseball. So, like, what the hell? Of course I'm going to be a fan. And just, like I said, just as a sports writer, just any moment that seems cool and, like, something that's going to stick to you, I'm there for it. So, like, I don't care if it's not my World Series banner that they're raising up there. It was just cool to be there for that, surrounded by the entire, you know, 2016 World Series team doing that, you know?
It was a really weird thing that I was thinking about last year, and I had like a private conversation with Joe Maddon about this. If the Cubs would have won the World Series, would I, as the host of the Joe Maddon show, get a ring? And what would that do for, like, me, the White Sox fan?
Yeah.
Could you imagine? And I feel like a bunch of the people at the Cubs would have made sure I had a ring. Like, they would have made sure that, yeah, I would have had something with my name on it attached to the Cubs winning the World Series, so I would have had to have worn it. You know how crazy that would have been?
Well, I have one, so yeah, I know how crazy it is.
Uh-huh. That's right. So where is it?
Actually, I haven't fully unpacked from
the move,
moving back yet. So it's somewhere with all my jewelry, which I clearly haven't been wearing because we haven't been going anywhere, but it's here.
So what's that like, that moment when you get one?
I mean, it was pretty wild. Obviously, it's like the lowest tier ring that we get. But
who,
like,
cares?
I don't care. Yeah, the box has my name on it, and it says 2016 Cubs, and like, it's huge and bulky on my hand, but like, I wore it. I wore it on special occasions, which was basically like every Saturday night. when I would go out. Yeah. It was definitely a flex to have that piece of hardware moving forward. And even like at when I stopped working for the Cubs and I would go to winter meetings and stuff like that, I wouldn't wear it in the Sox booth or anything like that. But at winter meetings, I definitely brought that thing out to play. Yeah.
So I noticed this with friends of mine that do have rings. What's the impact of walking around with a ring on?
I think for me, it's lesser because, you know, I'm just this little nondescript girl. If someone sees me like walking down the street with it, they probably think it's just like a mock ring or something. Or, you know, I don't get inquired about it as much as probably some other people do. But I do get questions about it. And I tell people like, oh, I worked there. And, you know, they're like, oh, my God. I'm like, well, it's not a huge deal. Everybody got a ring that works there, you know. So, but it's cool. I just try not to be like, oh, I'm so special because I have a World Series ring. Like,
but you have a World Series ring.
I know, but I'm like, I didn't contribute anything to this. Okay, I may have helped orchestrate some of the smallest feats in this, but you know, we're all part of the Ricketts team. We get it. No, they we're family.
But still,
family.
All right. So look, I know that you're
my tone. We're family.
Family. I know that you're not trying to flex on me or anyone else, but I'd love to know, when your family saw it, how did they react?
Okay. So here's the thing. My mom's family is mostly passed on. She's passed on. My dad's side of the family is straight 100% hardworking Mexicans who literally never take a break for themselves ever. So they don't watch sports. My dad literally has no gauge of anything. Like, I will show him my work and things that I've been on. Like, if I told him I was on with you, none of this means anything to him. He's just proud of me for doing it, but he's not able to gauge. I mean, he thought it was cool when I got a World Series ring, but it was very my dad. Like, yeah, that's cool. That's really nice. It's a nice ring. Did you, so what's your next move? Are you getting paid for this ring? like, yeah. So most of my friends' families were the ones that I think were the most impressed, and they like wanted to try it on and take pictures with it and stuff. So I was really fun at parties, holiday family parties in 2017. Cause we didn't get the rings till I think it was like April of 2017.
Yeah. I imagine that you showing up to the cookout with a ring on is, a pretty big deal.
Yeah. The first time I took it out, I had gone straight to Milwaukee. I picked it up and was going straight to Milwaukee. So I wore it out in Milwaukee, and obviously I didn't get a lot of love for it out there. And then I kind of don't remember. I didn't wear it to work. A lot of people wore them to work. And I was like, that's just A, asking for trouble, and B, asking for you to just clang it on stuff all the time. Because it's a big ring. I mean, for some of the older guys, it wasn't that big of a ring. But for someone with my physique, that ring like eats my finger. So I didn't want to like wear it on a daily basis. And I still pull it out now on occasion, much less than I used to.
Yeah, but that's so dope that you have a ring, Kat, like for real. Like it's the dream of like everyone who grows up a baseball fan to somehow have one of those.
I just feel like I have imposter syndrome about it. I'm like, I don't deserve this ring. Like, yes, this is so cool, but why? Like,
well, look, as someone who would occasionally run into you as you're like wrangling people, I would say that you worked pretty hard for that ring. Yeah. Like every again, I'd look over and this teeny tiny person with this booming voice is telling people to get out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was. That was a weird thing. So knowing so many facets of people at the ballpark, where it was my friends who were coming to games and their families, and it was my colleagues who were also some of my best friends, and then media people that I'd see coming in and out of the clubhouse, and then media people that I'm actually friends with, like you, and that would see me working. And it would just be so weird because I wanted to be like, I'm not this, like, you know, B word, but sometimes, yeah, like you would have to be, because, you know, Cubs fans can be an interesting bunch. So like when you're trying to walk through a crowded concourse at like 6:30 because Jess Mendoza needs to get to the visitors clubhouse, it can be like you gotta clear a path, out of the way, like, and sometimes you have to like push people and stuff, you know, lightly. But you know, the most important thing that you're taught is deliver the package and make sure the package doesn't feel harassed in the process. So yeah, it could be really, really, really scrutinous too. Like, John Smoltz needs to, I remember one time I had to go pick up Jess Mendoza at Cubby Bear. She was doing something at Cubby Bear. I had to come pick her up, walk her back to the ballpark, and then take her all the way back up to the radio booth.
Oh dear God.
And I had like 15 minutes to do it because she had to be on air for something. So like, those are the moments where I'm like, yeah, I don't give a shit what I say to any of these fans. My job is on the line here, and it looks really bad if I can't deliver for Jess Mendoza. So like, I don't really care what I'm saying to your probably drunk self who just wants a selfie. This is my job. Like, so yeah, I guess I did work pretty hard, and it is pretty stressful being there. And, you know, then just fans dealing with having to tell fans that you're too drunk. I don't care how much you pay for these tickets. I don't care if it's the NLCS, you know, you need to get out. That stuff's rough too.
So there you have it. That's Kat Garcia telling you what you need to know about having a ring and what's that like. What would you do if you had a ring? Hit me up, houseoflpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you would do if you had a 2016 Cubs World Series ring in your possession, a ring in your possession. My colleague Joanne Martin was like, you know, at the end of episodes, you don't talk as much as you should. You should talk more at the end of interviews and stuff. I'm like, all right, I'll take that feedback and talk a little bit. I can tell you about this. I can go into a little bit further detail. I wanted Kat's story to be her story, and I can tell you a little bit about mine. Mitch, like, as the, it looked like the Cubs had kind of righted the ship and they were headed in the right direction before we got to September. He said to me, he goes, you know that you might get a ring if they win the World Series, right? And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, well, you host the Joe Madden show, so I'm sure that Joe would want you to have a ring. Now, here's the best part. Joe knows that I'm a White Sox fan. Like, we've had that conversation. Because I was telling him how much I hated Grant Balfour. He was like, I bet you did hate Grant Balfour. So he knows that I'm a White Sox fan. And all the people over at the Cubs know. And real talk, it's why I like all of those guys. It would have been very easy for the people in charge at the Cubs to be like, no, we're not putting Joe Madden on with a White Sox fan every week. No, we're not putting David Ross on with a White Sox fan every week. But they don't care. And that's why I like them. Peter Chase, he doesn't care. Theo and Jed don't care that I'm a White Sox fan. They probably prefer it, to tell you the truth. Because I'm not, I won't allow my emotions to overwhelm my judgment when it comes to talking to them about things. But could you imagine? Could you imagine if the Cubs win the World Series again? I guess technically, I mean, now I'm the host of the David Ross show. I don't know. I think Joe would have fought for me to get a ring because he would have thought it would have been hilarious. I don't know if Rossi, like, if me and Rossi have a relationship where he's going to be like, yeah, Lawrence should get a World Series ring. Maybe I can work on that between now and then. But could you imagine me having a Cubs World Series ring? Man. All right, I'll tell you this story. Since we're telling stories, I'm going to tell you this story. I'm not going to use any names, all right? So that bike ride that I went on, where I went from my house to Soldier Field to Wrigley, then came back and went to Sox. Remember that? I did that for T-Pain. Not T-Pain, T-Pain. They do incredible work on taking care of families that are affected by HIV. And thanks to everyone who donated, because I like made my goal. It was real quick. And next year I'm going to up my goal. And up my miles, because I did the 250 miles a lot faster than I expected to do the 250 miles. Shout out to my bike this summer. I've had a good time hanging out on the bike. Anyhoozle. So I finished the ride that I'm on. It was a lot of fun, and I had a really good time doing it. Although riding back down Halsted was a huge mistake. I will never make that mistake again. I rode Halsted from Lincoln Park all the way to 31st Street. Never again. Never again. I get to the ballpark, and wherever I went, if I was at Soldier Field, I took a picture. I took a picture at Wrigley, and I took a picture at White Sox. I posted all this stuff so that people could see that I wasn't lying. It wasn't Photoshop. That I was making this ride. I was doing all this stuff. The next week was opening week. And I was doing some stuff for NBC Sports Chicago. RIP to my career at NBC Sports Chicago. A White Sox executive came up to me and was like, so what's up with the, why weren't, what's up with you not taking any pictures coming to our ballpark? Why I got to see you at Wrigley? I was like, I was here. And then I showed them pictures. I was like, I was here. Like, this was the end of the trip. And they're like, oh, all right. Then it's okay. It wasn't Rick Hahn. Like, just so you know, it was like, I actually told Rick about it and he thought it was hilarious. But, you know, sometimes they get a little sensitive. So could you imagine if I'm on Instagram shining in October with a Cubs World Series ring? It's not like the White Sox are going to give me one if they win. I'm not connected with their broadcast. I'm just a fan of the team. But if I win one with the Cubs, Should I wear it? That's another question that you can email me. If the Cubs win the World Series and they gave me a ring, do I have to wear it? Would you want me to wear it? Even if you're a White Sox fan, would you want me to wear it? Our broadcast, by the way, our pod is brought to you by Mazda of Orland Park, ZoomZoomNation.com. It's a unique buying experience. Go get a car from them. And if you do, tell them that you heard about them right here on House of L. 708-444-3200. And I can't forget about my man, David Hochberg. 56David.com. 855-56David.com. If you're buying a home or refinancing one, this is the guy that you want on your side to help you out. All right? ZoomZoomNation.com for Mazda of Orland Park. 56David.com for David Hochberg. And let me remind you that if you are going to use Homeside Financial, that's David's company, that you need to know this. It's important. It's the legal stuff that I have to make sure that I say. Homeside Financial is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1124061. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. If you like what you heard from Kat, guess what? Kat's going to be back on the show. I was talking with Kat, and there's going to be a lot of people you're going to hear from over the next couple weeks. We're going to do it big. I promise you. She's got more stories. Like, she hit me up after we finished recording. Was like, I just thought of some more stuff I could tell you. So Kat and I are going to, like, hang out every a little while. And you're going to love her stories. Like, she's outstanding. Follow her on Twitter, at TheBaseballGirl. It doesn't get much easier than that. Thanks for listening to this midweek episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for your support. It truly means something to me. Go help out Connor and Joe. Their podcast is called The Baseball Podcast from Home. They're taking care of you twice a week. Subscribe, write a review, and give them 5 stars because they deserve it. Thanks to everyone who said all the nice things about the Mina Kimes interview. That was a lot of fun for me, and I'm glad that she was available. I'll talk to you next week with another great interview. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.